From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Iranian government protests continue. Anti-Iranian government protests entered a third day and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4 unemployment rate and rampant inflation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter, using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September. Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people. Here's one clip of the September speech the president posted to his Twitter account on Saturday.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most.
Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday in the city of Mashhad. China says it's not facilitating oil shipments to North Korea, which would be a violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This a day after Donald Trump accused China of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. George Weah gave his first public address as Liberia's president-elect Saturday, telling potential investors that the nation is, quote, open and ready for business, and calling on Liberians who live abroad to come home. Here's more from Weah's address.
We will build on the institutional gains made under Manan Salif to improve the lives of our people. We will build a new institution where necessary to protect rights and foster inclusion among all our people.
The former international soccer star spoke at the Coalition for Democratic Change party headquarters, where he vowed to tackle corruption and asked members of his party to applaud the Liberians who elected him. Weah won Tuesday's runoff with 61.5% of the vote over Vice President Joseph Boakai, who got 38.5%, according to final results. The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country, and he talks about what the process will involve.
When you bring in more diplomats, they're working that initial restoration of services. They bring in the contractors. There's international money that's got to be administered. That is a diplomat's job. The military would move them around, make certain they're protected.
Mattis did not share a timeline for when more diplomats and other civilian personnel would arrive in Syria. Funeral services being held in Egypt a day after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store, killing nearly a dozen people, including a policeman. Here's Reuters' Grace Lee.
The death toll climbing to 11 people. She had three girls, shouts one woman, as mourners gathered to pay their respects. Authorities say the gunman first opened fire at a Christian-owned shop, killing two people, before moving on to a church in southern Cairo, where the deadly rampage continued. Islamic State has now claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, but so far hasn't provided any evidence for the claim. The shooter, who was wounded and arrested, has been identified, and authorities say he's carried out several attacks since last year. Among those dead, a police officer, who witnesses say died while trying to close the church gate to stop the gunman from getting in. Islamic militants have claimed several attacks on Egypt's Christian minority in recent years, including two bombings in April and a 2016 blast at Cairo's largest Coptic cathedral that killed 28 people.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. And I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.